You're watching and listening to The Pulse, WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God, and I'm your host, John Fowler. Let's get into it today. Is the devil greater? Is he getting stronger? Or is the church getting weaker? Let's ask ourselves this question. Is the devil getting stronger, or is the church getting weaker? You have to remember, though, that the devil has been stripped of his power, and this happened at Calvary, so many believers act as though Satan is gaining power and gaining strength, but the truth is he was defeated and his destiny was sealed at the cross. Jesus took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, hallelujah, and the devil only has power that people give them through fear, through doubt, and through sin. And so the resurrection broke the power of the enemy once and for all. And I'm really thankful for that, because I'm telling you, the devil is a liar. And if you allow him to control you, you are going to be in a heap of trouble, because that's not what your life is supposed to be. Your life is supposed to be full of the abundant life of John 10:10. And that may not be materialistic things. It may be, you know, just the fact is that you're healthy. Just the fact is that you're mentally stable, that God has used you. And I tell you, it's exciting. Satan lies, and it only works on those people who will believe him. If you believe the devil, man, I tell you what, you're going to be in trouble. Christians may live from a place of victory and not defeat. That's where Christians ought to live. And the enemy is loud but powerless compared to a risen Christ. I mean, how much more and how much better does that get? Let me give you a scripture. Colossians chapter 2, 15. Here's what it says. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphantly over them all. And I'm telling you what, that is so exciting. Till the fact is that Jesus embarrassed Satan at the cross. I tell you what, if you are not where you need to be with Jesus, here's what you do. Father, forgive me of my sins. Come into my life and live, and use me for your kingdom, glory, and honor. If you pray that prayer today, angels are rejoicing in heaven, and there's a celebration going on. Here's what you do. Get in a Bible-believing church. Start reading the Word of God. There's apps like crazy that you can listen to, and absolutely begin your journey with Jesus, because he is awesome. If you want to give to this ministry, we appreciate all the ones that do give. You can text the word PULSE to 1-304-244-3187. You can also go to thepulsechurch.com and give through PayPal, or you can mail your love gift to P.O. Box 141, Gasaway, West Virginia, 26624. Thanks for listening and watching The Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God, and have a great day.